Snow continues to fall lightly across portions of eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota at this hour as a warm front continues to push into the region. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures in Minnesota at this hour are still in the positive and negative single digits, but behind the warm front, we're seeing temperatures in the teens and 20s, at least in the central parts of the Dakotas. And farther to the west, we are actually seeing some 30, 40, and even some 50 degrees. Temperatures. The temperatures over 50 are mostly near the Montana and Wyoming border in parts of South Dakota. So it's a long ways away, but it is something that we might get to deal with next week sometime. In the meantime, the cloud cover and the snow that's occurring across the Red River Basin at this hour will continue working its way eastward. We'll be done with this disturbance before too long, and we'll likely see a little bit of a break in the precipitation. We will see the wind switch around to the north, though, and that'll bring in some cooler air for tomorrow morning. We will also have a little bit of a snow flurry and snow showery pattern possibly occurring overnight tonight. None of that snow is likely to accumulate very well. And the snow that occurs during the afternoon today in Minnesota and maybe the extreme easternmost parts of the Dakotas is unlikely to be very significant at all. We'll look for some of those accumulations to run a dusting upwards to maybe an inch at the most, and I really think that this system is going to fall apart largely this afternoon so that we won't see anything quite that great. Still, visibilities will be reduced at times across a part of the region, and so travel is still advised to be a little bit cautious as we go forward through the afternoon. But as we take a look at the longer range period of forecasting here, we will see another weak disturbance pushing across parts of the region a little bit later in our weekend. This is a very minor event. It will occur on Sunday, going into Monday morning, and it'll produce a little bit of a wintry mix in parts of Minnesota and maybe eastern South Dakota. I really have a low level of confidence for this event, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. We'll see another system similar to that, though, Monday night going into Tuesday morning, and it too is just not likely to have much of an impact. Another cool air mass will settle in on the region as we get to Tuesday. It won't last long either. We are going to see much warmer weather next week, and we'll keep a close eye on that. Temperatures tomorrow morning will be in the negative and positive single digits in northern Minnesota and northern North Dakota. In contrast, readings in the southern part of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota will be in the 20s, maybe even near 30 degrees. But we turn it around and get very cold on Sunday morning with negative teens and negative single digits in the northeast half of the region, while positive single digits and teens occur to the southwest. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.